No one is sure how many chickens are in Chicago's backyards, but honestly, few people thought about it until last year. That's when one woman showed up at a city hearing.
Hi. My name is Edie Kavanaugh, and I've lived in Chicago since 1968.
Kavanaugh told the alderman she'd caught messy, noisy chickens clucking around her neighborhood. She was stunned the city would not round them up.
And I was told that chickens are permitted as pets in the city of Chicago. And I said, that's impossible. This is a city.
Kavanaugh's story ruffled plenty of feathers. You see, even some aldermen didn't know that keeping chickens as pets or for eggs in Chicago is okay.
I was riding down the street and I seen a rooster. I was like, what is this?
For a month, it seemed Chicago City Council would ban chicken keeping. People who already had chickens worried their birds were destined for the stew pot. But Chicago aldermen kept chicken raising legal. Chicago's pro-chicken contingent saw the fight as a wake-up call. Well, not that kind of wake-up call. Some figured if they wanted to keep birds, they'd better police themselves.
So welcome, everybody, and thank you for coming to the first ever Chicago Backyard Chicken Workshop.
Martha Boyd is starting seminars about urban chickens. She's part of the Angelic Organics Learning Center, a group that promotes urban agriculture. Boyd is confident city people can raise more of their own food if they're neighborly about it.
So the idea of the backyard chicken workshop is so that we can have this thing grow without creating more problems and potentially then having what I would call the backlash to the backyard chickens.
For this first seminar, Boyd invited chicken-raising veterans to a church basement. One is Tom Rosenfeld. His advice to chicken lovers? Talk to your neighbors. And hey, if they cringe, get creative.
It also helps to bribe them. Because if they think they're going to get some eggs out of the deal, or if they think their kids can come over and pet them or whatever, they'll be a little more understanding when, you know, one day you forgot to close the door and there's chickens running around the yard or other issues.
Rosenfeld says those other issues arise pretty quickly. In fact, just a few hours after chickens eat.
A lot about chicken keeping is about poop, because they do it a lot. They do it in the surprisingly large quantities.
Rosenfeld says you can literally get ankle deep in the stuff if you're not vigilant. But bribery helps here, too. Rosenfeld says chicken poop makes excellent garden compost.
And the neighbors will come by and they'll get a bucket and they'll think that's cool and that's their part of participating.
Rosenfeld says the last issue that ticks off neighbors is noise. There is a solution and there's no bribery necessary. You see, male chickens are the noisiest bunch. So if you just want eggs...
Don't eat a rooster. It's a sad reality as a male chicken keeper to realize... The roosters are not necessary, so they're only necessary if you want chicks.
Rosenfeld says urban chicken raising could catch on where it's legal, if people keep a lid on noise and smells. As for places where it's not legal, you might want to change the law at City Hall. Just don't try to bribe your alderman with fresh eggs. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.